a place for this. This changes everything.
Gentlemen, but my mother is too ill to receive visitors at present. And I'm sure, in any case, there is nothing left for us to tell you.
Just one thing, Miss Carey. This scream, in the middle of the night.
I heard it. Loud.
Then why not answer it?
Father often let out the most fearful yells. One got used to them.
You have my sympathies. It must have been very difficult.
Difficult? Yes, I suppose it was. I formed an attachment with a young man from the village, Robert Harnsworth. When my father found out, he called me the most vile names and beat Robert so badly. Would you like me to show you to the cabin?
No, thank you. Shall we, gentlemen?
When all this is over, I shall have it razed to the ground, the cabin. And in its place, I shall plant some rhododendron bushes.
Where are them?
I like rhododendron bushes, Mr. Holmes. Don't you?
What do you think to Miss Carey, Watson?
She seems to have been under a great deal of strain.
Yes.
Mr. Holmes, come and have a look at this.
I was just about to open the door, but look.
Someone's been tampering with the lock.
No doubt about that.
There's some marks on the window here as well.
Let me see. Yes, try to force it. Failed on both occasions. Very poor sort of burglar.
I could swear these marks weren't here yesterday evening.
Yes, then fortune's been rather kind to us.
What do you mean, Holmes?
Elementary. The person will undoubtedly return.
Indeed. Elementary. And bearing something larger than the blade of a small penknife. So, it will be our fault if we're not here to receive him. Now, Hopkins, if we may use a more reputable means of entrance, let us examine the lair of Black Peter.
Most of the traces of the tragedy had been removed, but there were patches of dark reddish stain where the blood had soaked into the wood. For 2 hours, with the most intense concentration, Holmes examined every object inside the cabin, though I could see from his face that the search was not turning out to be a successful one.
Have you taken anything from the shelf, Hopkins? From beside the ship's logs here?
No, nothing.
There's less dust on the corner of the shelf than elsewhere. Something's been removed. There's maybe a book on its side. It's more likely a small box. What are you doing, Watson?
Oh, I'm just trying to free this fly. It's still alive.
Leave it, Watson. It's met its fate in that spider's web, then let it be. Peter Carey met his fate in this room, says the fly.
Getting very philosophical in your old age, Holmes. There. Buzz, buzz. Off he flies. And fate can go and jump in the river.
Well, on your own head, Beard.
So, I can do nothing more here. Let's walk in the woods, Watson. Give some time to the birds and the flowers.
I'll stay here on guard, in case our visitor returns.
By all means, Hopkins. I fear it'll be nightfall before that happens.
Better safe than sorry, Mr. Holmes.
Indeed. Couldn't have put it better myself.
Well, Watson, have you changed your opinion on our Mr. Hopkins?
He seems enthusiastic enough, I suppose.
Damning with very faint praise. And on such a beautiful day as well.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I've been a bit out of sorts recently, Holmes.
Not at all, my dear fellow.
Think back. This time of the year. Almost to the day, 7 years ago. When I first met Miss Mary Mawson, who later did me the honor of becoming my wife.
Yes, of course.
Her death, well, I keep remembering her standing alone in our sitting room. So brave, so unaffected. Yeah, memory can play the very devil with you sometimes.
Yes, I'm sure it can. But we must learn to live in the present, Watson. However painful.
Except our fate, huh?
We have no option. Come on, my friend. Back to the present.